final segment in this broadcast. The animal in the picture was not a bobcat.
Okay, I believe you.
It was a baby elk.
I was going to say, I wasn't that fooled.
We got two people that said bobcat, so I'm guessing they're either looking at 2018's calendar or they're already flipped their calendar up into August because we're close enough, or they're still back on June, one of the two. And we're talking about foundation repair, and your takeaway for today's to-do is to identify moisture entries to your home and getting the moisture away. We put together a 6-set video series that we're just getting ready to publish. We had got it all done, got them all put together, and the one video that we're talking about that would complement today when we're talking about creating a solution for a heave, we recorded outside and we got done, and the silly bird was so loud, it just drove us nuts. And I know for viewers that are probably just going to watch that once and be done, it's not a big deal, but it was driving us so insane. Because, you know, when you're editing something, you're going over the same material over and over and over again. We actually revoice the outside part. And that's a very hard thing, to revoice and match it to what you did live. And it's taken us a little while. But we got the final edits done, and we'll have them up shortly. So to see this visually and get an idea on how that heave is solved with the ventilation through the stem wall and the vent out through the attic, we've put it together with video, and it'll be on our YouTube channel here shortly.
Awesome. And they were filmed with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions, who we have here in studio this morning. And we're talking about heaving, and in particular, the challenge that clay soils hold for the Arizona homeowners. Summarize quickly, what would you tell a homeowner in protecting themselves from incurring a problem with clay soils?
So, again, the main thing is to keep the moisture constant. So, you know, I always hesitate to jump right to the fact of keeping moisture away. We had a customer up in the Heber Obregard that moved all the moisture away from their house, and it caused it to settle. So, you know, the idea is to keep it the same as it was before. And in the valley here, that means pretty dry.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to have good drainage, gutters, drainage, you know, get the water piped away. Don't have any planters near your house. Make sure that you've got good slopes, that the water doesn't come sit up against your house. If you see water puddling up against your house, that's probably a bad thing. You need to get it away.
Absolutely. Sooner or later, it's going to cause a problem.
Right. It will. Especially, it just seems like all areas have a little bit of clay. Some have more than others.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say all, but most areas have a little bit of clay.
And you operate statewide?
Yes, we do.
We're broadcasting statewide right now.
Yep.
If you would want to contact Arizona Foundation Solutions, I know you have different phone numbers for different regions and whatnot, but the one number, 602-702-5390, would get them in touch with your office.
Correct. That's in the metro area.
And Tucson's 762-4160, and I know you guys work in Northern Arizona, but you guys have a guy up there full-time now.
Correct. Yeah, we have satellite offices in Flagstaff and Prescott and soon to be in Sholo.
Well, that's to say there's a sufficient enough of foundation issues across the state of Arizona that you need to be aware of it.
Correct. Yeah. And you'll have maybe different problems in different areas, but you're still going to have some issues that need to be resolved.
And am I being silly when I tell people in the valley, if Bob tells you you have a heaving problem, that's probably a much less significant issue than a settling problem?
Yeah.
Your ventilation system and repair system,
yeah.
People see it and then they grow blind to it because they think they're looking at a, you know, this horrific 5-6-figure repair bill.
Correct.
Your patented system is hugely affordable.
Yeah, it's orders of magnitude less.
Yeah. So, again, it's Arizona Foundation Solution. Everything I know about the issue, I've learned from this man, Bob Brown. His number is 602-702-5390. You can find him at Rosie on the House or at
FoundationRepairWithRosie.com.
There you go.
And one of the videos we put together, Dad, it's pretty incredible. We're focused strictly on residential, but we did a shoot of a commercial application because it was so incredible. This big warehouse building was built over the top of an old landfill.
Right.
And how many feet did it sink on the corner?
It settled about 16 inches.
And I can't tell you how many tons of rock washed out from underneath it, but I mean, you would not believe how many piers and the mud jacking and the systems that are going into repairing this. But the good news is it can be fixed. The cost to tear down that building just the teardown cost is more than the repair bill on it.
Well, right. And if you tear it down, you're still stuck with the same soils for the new building. So yeah. you might as well fix it right to begin with. Yeah.
FoundationsRepairWithRosie.com. Thank you, Bob Brown. We'll be back next Saturday.